Hello and welcome back to another episode of Two Substitutes. It is Wednesday, August 15th. I'm joined by Akshay once again. Welcome back.
Hello,
Akshay. Hopefully this will be a weekly podcast once again now that Premier League has started.
Yeah.
But before we move on to anything else, happy Independence Day to the Indian people.
Happy Independence Day, everyone, yes.
Yeah, because we are Indian, if you didn't know.
No, I know that.
Okay. Yeah. So, happy Independence Day, everyone. I guess people in India have already... It's 16th of August there, so... we are late in wishing them, but people living in US, this wish is for you. So, let's move on to the Premier League. The first week of the Premier League, it finished. I think that's the only league going on right now, right?
Yeah, everything else will start. Yeah.
Okay, so this can just be focused on the Premier League results. What game? Okay, let's start with this. What was the most interesting game to you the whole weekend?
I only watched one game.
Oh, yeah.
And some like
Huddersfield versus Chelsea, right?
Huddersfield Chelsea. No, I didn't watch that fully.
You watched so Arsenal
bits
Man City
and pieces. Arsenal Man City, I watched the full, and others were more like watch Liverpool, watch
did
Chelsea.
Did you see the highlights?
For what?
For the other games.
Yeah, I saw the goals.
Okay.
Not like highlights. Yeah.
We can start with the Arsenal Man City game then. Super Sunday game. Okay, you can start.
Yeah, Arsenal Man City, as expected. It mean we knew that it'll be tough for Arsenal because Man City, given their team that they were last season, it seemed like they just continued their last season's form, and like the mid or the season break didn't affect them at all.
Yeah, because they have players that didn't even play in the World Cup, so...
Yeah, they had a mixed team, and...
They could probably... So, what I was trying to say was they could probably work with Guardiola even during the World Cup, so maybe it was not as big of a break for them, but continue, yeah.
But yeah, they made some surprising changes because Kevin De Bruyne, David Silva were not in their starting lineup.
Yes.
Some were saying that it's Man City's B team, but I didn't feel that way. I don't think they have a B team at all.
Like maybe
all
they were saying team, it sarcastically, like a B team.
All of their like their squad is A squad, so they can make like two really good teams.
A1, A2, A3. That's their squad name.
I think even if their bench squad competes in the Premier League, they'll finish in the top four.
But also, I think it's to do with the Guardiola's philosophy and the style he plays. Like he usually what I've seen so far is any if you give him any player he has to be somewhat of a like a top team standard, but then he can work with any of those players and integrate them into his squad very well. So yeah, they played well. The most surprising part was Benjamin Mendy was playing midfield in the game, and then he was when he went to the attacking third, then he moved to the wings and was putting in crosses. And he was running up and down the pitch, lots of energy. He did manage to... He did have a few negative points as well. He lost the ball on few occasions because he was too eager to get onto the ball. And it was... So that could catch him off guard if maybe some team can... capitalize on that those mistakes, because Arsenal did have a few opportunities to score themselves.
Yeah, we had chances, but in the final third we were not clinical, and all the chances that we made we couldn't do anything with them. But Man City were deserving winners. I don't think anyone will have complaints with the result. And for us, like, we tried to play with a different style, tried to play up from the back and keep pressing them high up the pitch, but think it will still need some work from the players to instill this new philosophy from the manager. Petr Cech didn't look that comfortable doing doing that.
What Emery wanted him to do, which is to play from the back. Or, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that was Emery's philosophy.
Yeah, I think that was a very noticeable change, because once or twice when he kicked the ball, Emery wasn't happy with that decision, and he was asking him to just like keep it along the ground and play it from the back. But it's kind of hard because Man City, they also have their own pressing style, and always whenever like Arsenal player is on the ball, you would see like at least two or three players approaching them. And Man City is like, they're a very good team and everyone knows what their job is, and it's really hard for any team to play against them. And I think like they can play against any kind of football or any style of football.
Yeah, I think that's the difference between City and Liverpool, though, in terms of pressing. Mm-hmm. City do pressing for possession, but Liverpool do it to just do one, get possession and 1-2-3 pass and goal, or try to score a goal. That's the difference between the pressing that I at least found out while watching their games. But yeah, City were good. Arsenal did have chances, but I think maybe some people are maybe giving them too much of a leeway here, Arsenal, I mean. Because I thought they should have played better, or at least scored a goal, because they were playing at home. If it was Man City's home, I would have been more generous with them. But they were playing at home on their first game of the season. New season, new manager. Usually you see players, you know, no matter who the opposite team is, but you are also Arsenal, so there's certain expectations
that
from you.
That is true. Yeah, but so, I guess like just because it is Man City,
yeah,
expectations were really low from pretty much everyone.
And you played Guendouzi, who's a 19 years, even though he looks good, but he also didn't look good at some occasions. And you had a better player, Lucas Torreira, on the bench.
Yeah, that's surprising, like why he didn't pick Torreira. Maybe like he came back off the World Cup, but still like Xhaka was
as
in
usual.
The World Cup, and until like whenever like Uruguay crashed out of the tournament, Switzerland also did at the same stage. I'm not sure, maybe it's his fitness, or I have no idea. But Guendouzi had a really good preseason, so maybe that could be one of the reasons to give him the start. But yeah, to start him against Man City in first day of the season,
I
think you will get some mistakes, and he did few mistakes that were punished by Man City.
Yeah,
Sterling got his 50th Premier League goal. That was
a
slight deflection, but
is Man City Sterling is one side, and then England Sterling is on the other side of
Man
the
City,
spectrum.
Like both of their wingers and fullbacks, they contribute a lot to their attack and to their defense. And both Sterling and Mahrez had a really
Mahrez was also good. Yeah, he could have scored a goal also through a long pass.
One or two good chances.
Yeah,
and whenever they were running at our defenders, it looked like they would create goal. And Aguero also had a really good chance
opportunity,
where he didn't pass to De Bruyne. He went himself was saved by Cech.
Who scored the other goal? Sterling got the first
Bernardo
one. Bernardo
scored
Silva.
The other goal.
That was
a good
passing
move.
Yeah.
Mendy
once again
was instrumental in that move. He got two assists. And
I had him in my fantasy team, so that's was nice. Yeah.
And for Ederson, he also had a couple of
howlers towards the end,
moments like that. But I guess like just because he's Ederson, people just thought that he's slightly rusty, and somehow we didn't punish them for those mistakes, so it wasn't as evident. But yeah, he also didn't look that comfortable on the ball.
Yeah, because in the this was when Mendy lost the ball, I think, and towards the end, I think Lacazette had the chance when the ball. He wanted the ball to be forward of him, like to be passed to him forward.
Yeah, he
just
like took it right away, and it went above the bar.
I don't know who assisted that.
It was Aaron Ramsey.
He made a good run.
Yeah.
So, Arsenal had some opportunities, but most of the game it was comfortable for City to
The midfield, Aaron Ramsey was playing much more of a forward role, or kind of a center forward defender or midfielder or CM, but very further up the pitch.
Yeah. Aubameyang surprisingly was a little bit
anonymous. Didn't get service as
he
would have liked, but Lacazette, when he came on from the bench, he made the difference.
Yeah.
showed that like he was trying to win the ball back early on, just like pressing Man City players, and he did have one or two good chances as well. We'll see like what playing 11 he chooses for the next game against Chelsea. That'll be
that's
another important game for us.
And I was reading he is planning to have Welbeck as left back also, possibly.
Oh yeah, I heard that he is training Welbeck in that left back position because we are short on left backs now. Monreal and Kolasinac, both of our first choice left backs, are having injury concerns. So Kolasinac is out for a longer time. I think Monreal may be back soon, but still, like right now, we had to rely on Maitland-Niles against Man City. He also got injured, and
very early in the game.
Early Steiner.
Yeah. Liz Steiner looks like he always wants to fight people.
Yeah, he showed some edginess to his character, like he was fighting, and there was one with the headbutt.
I've seen this with like most Swiss players. If you saw the World Cup,
they have great. I think like Bayrami was like that in the World Cup. He was always like being like trying to annoy.
Sometimes not in a good way also.
Yeah, Ruba, you need that kind of. What do you say? Physical edge, or not physical edge, but it's more like a different side or dirty side of the game. Like you also have to have that. Definitely, like there is a boundary for that as well. But it was good to see him. With him, I think we looked more solid on the left back. So maybe he'll start against Chelsea.
Mm.
We'll have to see.
And do you think Cech will also move away and give Leno?
That is also an interesting thing to think about. Cech didn't look comfortable on the ball, but he's also our first choice goalkeeper, and Leno has just came in. I'm not sure, like I haven't seen him like playing as much. I'm not sure like how good of a ball control he has. But from whatever I read, it seemed like he would be comfortable on the ball and maybe a better choice than Cech. But Cech also made like a couple of good saves that made us look not so embarrassing with the scoreline.
Yeah, he had a good preseason also. It was just maybe that style is not. I don't know if anyone takes time to get used to that style, but also I'm concerned that maybe is it too late for him now to get used
to. And also he has played most of his career, all of his career, not in this modern era, and that also makes the difference, because all these new goalkeepers, if you see Ederson and Kepa signed by Chelsea, like
Pickford also does that now.
With this young generation, they know like how to play the ball, and they are much better at passing than like the keeper from past generation, who are like used to just kicking it long all the time.
So what did you think of Socrates?
He didn't have a great game. He was solid, but not like,
because
was expecting him to be like a leader or someone who can like hold the defense together, but he didn't do that. Maybe like he was too focused on his own performance, or maybe not to make too many mistakes. And he made one cynical foul right on the edge of the area. That was good to see. Like, you need someone to do that. Otherwise, like, player would just run away and get through on goal. So he did that part. I think he will also need some more time. I still think that Koscielny would be our better center back if he comes in form, but he's also out with the injury.
I think you still need to find a replacement. Koscielny is almost coming to the end of his
true. And also like we need, so now with Man City, they are also, all of their players are really good on the ball. So if you see Laporte's pass to Aguero, that was good. Like, I don't think many defenders would do
Stones
that
is good in terms of passing. Right. Stones. Yep.
Stones also.
Kyle Walker also has having a good game. He was running a lot up and down the pitch.
He showed his pace a couple of times in the game. Physically, they looked more fit, which I thought like would not be the case, because most of our Arsenal players were with the club during the World Cup, but Man City certainly had more physical energy, I think.
Right. The bad news for them right now is, I mean, not as bad because it's Man City, but I just read De Bruyne had a knee problem.
It's
so
a torn ligament.
So it's the same one that he had in 2016 as well.
Right.
And it could keep him out for 2 months. That's what they're saying. Even though I think last time he came back in 9 weeks or something.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe in big games, there has to be one or two games where they miss him.
Yeah, I think they will miss him. He's a player of his quality. He's a unique
in terms
of like what he offers. Like he's a midfielder who can do everything. Like, you know, he can tackle, he can create, he can finish. And you certainly need that kind of player. And also
shoot.
The consistency is...
assists.
Like he's very
goals.
Consistent with his performances. And I think they will miss him. Although like they have a really good squad still.
Yeah. Maybe the only player, I guess... Bernardo Silva can take his place, or David Silva when he comes back. Even Mahrez can play centrally at times.
Yep, and it's Pep Guardiola. If, you know, like he can put anyone in there. If he can like convert Fabian Delph to a left back for a season, he can definitely find replacements.
Yeah, the surprising thing was Sané being on the bench, but also not surprising, I think, because last year this happened. When Benjamin Mendy was fit, because I think he offers you that running, that fast pace also, and then they don't really need Sané, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure Sané will be part of his plan.
I guess like he has so many options that someone has to be on the bench. Like if Sterling was on the bench, people would be talking about Sterling was on the bench.
It's annoying that he has this luxury to try out different players, keep player like Sané out. I mean... it's really annoying. Can move on to the other game. Liverpool versus West Ham. Absolute thrashing. West Ham.
Yeah, Liverpool also continued their last season's form. But they looked really good in attack. And with the new signings, they look more assured at the back as well.
Yeah, and Mane, I think, got...
two goals.
And did he not set a record or something, like scoring their first goal for three consecutive seasons or something?
Oh, I didn't read that.
I think I might be wrong. I'm just checking online. But you talk about the game while I check it.
Yeah, Liverpool first goal was scored by Mo Salah.
Yeah.
He also came back. It was a good finish. He just had to be there. And unexpectedly, Sturridge also came on from the bench and scored within a few seconds, like from his first touch. So I think like Liverpool will be the team that can challenge Man City for the title.
Yeah.
That's how it is looking like this season so far. And good thing for Liverpool is that they know how to beat Man City, or they've beaten them more than any other team in the Premier League. So...
oh, Liverpool. Yeah, I read
with Pep Guardiola. Yeah.
Oh, beat West Ham.
No, with Man City, Liverpool won. So I'm saying like they can challenge Man City because they can also beat Man City.
Man City, yeah.
And if they can hold their own against these
smaller
teams, they could be a real force this season.
And listen, all those good signings. Naby Keita was very good in the midfield.
Yep.
Like almost Kante like. Maybe to a less extent. I mean, you cannot compare to Kante just with one game, but he had a good game. I think the first goal that they scored, or first or second, he ran through the midfield and then passed.
Mm-hmm.
He had the composure to pass it to the two wings as well. I don't know who the player was, passed to someone in the wings. But yeah, Sadio Mane is the first Liverpool player to score in three successive opening matches in Premier League since John Barnes.
I remember he scored against Arsenal on the opening game.
Oh yeah, through it was a curler, left footed.
Yep.
And West Ham. So out of all the new managers, even though Pellegrini is not new, I think Pellegrini had the worst game out of all the new club managers.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting West Ham to be that way. I think for West Ham,
but the players they signed. Like Felipe Anderson.
He was okay.
I'm saying with the players they signed, I was expecting a little bit more.
Oh,
but
right.
They were also facing Liverpool, which is like... death metal band type
also
side.
And they always like there'll be that free scoring team against West Ham. I remember like Salah scored a hat-trick
yeah.
last season.
Yeah, West Ham didn't have a good game. Felipe, who was the other player they signed? They signed a few players.
Yarmolenko,
he came on as a sub. So I guess Pellegrini is also still trying to figure out the best position for his new players. Southampton, Burnley, boring nil-nil draw.
Yeah,
Southampton,
it was a game of goalkeepers. I think a few good saves.
Southampton,
Joe Hart for Burnley.
Yeah,
it was very sad to see Joe Hart in there. For Burnley, like, see how his career has gone.
Yeah, because Pep Guardiola kicked him out.
Yeah.
He's also getting old, that's what happens.
True, he made some good saves, though, and...
But also, talking about Burnley, they could be going to Europa League. They have one game remaining, I think, if they win that.
Oh, yeah.
They are having a good preseason or... what are the qualifying games?
Qualifying campaign.
So,
yeah.
Their next game is against Istanbul Basaksehir. Okay. I know that name from FIFA. I don't know anything about the club. Just know they are in FIFA. And you need the players or SBCs.
Complete SBCs.
Yeah. But yeah, so Burnley are having a good season. I think they will be fine. Southampton, I think, will struggle again. Even though they have...
Yeah, they're hoping big from Danny Ings. Signed him on loan from Liverpool this season. And
Lamina is a good player.
Really struggled to get goals last season, Southampton.
Yeah.
And now they don't have Tadic either. I think he was sold to...
Oh, Ajax. I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah,
really?
He
was their difference maker.
Right. So I would still wonder like how they will find the goals...
Yeah, that would be... I think Southampton are one of... I don't know if I picked them. I don't think they'll get relegated, though. Still, they would be in the bottom half of the table. That's my prediction.
Okay.
But the most interesting game maybe was the Wolves-Everton game. 2-2 draw, Wolves. Their manager, Nuno Espirito, I was reading about him. He's one of the new managers in Premier League. He might be the best one from all the games that I saw in the first weekend. He would be the best new manager.
Okay.
Diego Jota, Portuguese player, he played well.
Neves as well, right?
Ruben Neves with the free kick, one of the best goals.
He also gave an assist, right, for the goal?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, he got an assist and a goal. So, very good performance. And Everton... I think should not have got the red card initially. That was a yellow card at best,
harsh.
I think.
Yeah, I mean,
a little bit harsh.
He went into the tackle. That was harsh.
So who knows what Everton could have done if they had full 11. Because they were looking good. I'm excited to see Marco Silva. And Richarlison had a good debut game for Everton as well.
Yeah.
Two goals for him.
They would feel hard done by though. They were in the lead. Everton.
Yeah. Even with 10 men.
Yeah.
That's football. Wolves, I was reading, they spent a lot of money and they have changed their philosophy. There's more money into the club now.
Oh, I know that they had a really good transfer window. They signed good players for a promoted side.
And yeah, they won the championship with 4 games to spare, I think. And their manager, I was reading about him, he was Valencia's manager and was voted La Liga's manager of the month three or four times in La Liga that season, 2015 or 16, I think, before Wolves. So he's a pretty good manager. Lots of Portuguese player in
João Moutinho.
Moutinho also.
Neves is also Portuguese. Jota is Portuguese. Yeah. Helder Costa as well.
Helder Costa. Oh, who was the other player that annoyed you? Helder Postiga.
Postiga. Yeah. In FIFA.
So, excited to see Wolves. That was your...
Rui Patricio as well. There's so many Portuguese players.
They were your prediction though for relegation, right?
Yeah. Wolves. Yeah, surprising that they... I mean, no, it's not so surprising they won the championship, but
yeah,
we'll see how it goes there. It certainly started well.
They started well, yes. The surprising thing, when talking about surprising things, Fulham, even though they played well, they just found out what Premier League is all about. And they started off well against Crystal Palace, but ended up losing 2-0. Didn't get a goal. Zaha's got a goal, played well. And Jeffrey Schlupp, both of them. Jeffrey Schlupp could be a good partner for, like, he's playing in attack now, I think, and he got a really good goal from a tight angle. I don't know if you saw the highlights, goals for that game.
For which game?
Fulham Crystal Palace.
Fulham Crystal Palace. No, I saw Zaha's one.
Okay. Yeah, Zaha's goal was good. Fulham played well. They had the talent, I think, but they just lacked the intensity or experience. You could see they didn't know what they were up against in the Premier League. So hopefully they can get that under, like, get the idea of what Premier League is about and start playing accordingly. Because they certainly have the talent. They signed Sherla, who is good at scoring goals, even though he's coming towards the end of his
career. Yeah, their team on paper looks good.
Yeah. Sessegnon, I'm looking forward to seeing him this season. Seri was good. Tom Kearney, once again. Other games, Chelsea, my team, won against Huddersfield. It was a relief, first of all. I was excited to see Sarri's first game. And I'm always nervous also, especially with what has happened in the past few months with Chelsea. You never know. So, an initial 15 minutes, Huddersfield were pressing us really well. They were causing problems. But then once we got that first goal towards the end of first half, and then we got the second goal as well, it calmed us down, I think. And then everyone played freely in the second half. And Huddersfield, I would be worried about them. I think they are one of the contenders to get relegated, because they didn't sign a lot of players. I don't think they signed anyone, if someone. Kante got his first goal. With the formation that Sarri is playing, Kante is going to be more box-to-box now, so he'll have more chances to score goals, as we saw with his team at Napoli as well. The midfielders and the wingers, all of them have good chances to score. Jorginho got his first goal for the club as well, with a penalty.
Yeah, it
with
a cheeky penalty.
That's his style. And who got the third? Pedro. So Hazard came on for 14 minutes and showed his quality in that. Those minutes, just ran through five Huddersfield players and then passed it for Pedro to score. The cheeky chip once again for all the English people out there. Cheeky. So overall, a good performance. Kepa didn't really have much to do as well, but he was okay. He would be tested. You could immediately see the difference between him and Courtois when you see the match on TV. He's just so small.
Yeah, he's very small.
Yeah, he's shorter than the defenders that we have also. So, good game. Think we might still struggle with the left back position against a better team, because Alonso is good going forward, but he doesn't do a good defensive job in a back four when he needs to, when you are needed more for your defense than attack, if you are playing a back four, I guess. And David Luiz, because he lacks space. He has a passing range and everything, but against a better side, he would struggle, I think. Morata didn't score. He has not scored for a long time, but at least he was trying his best this time. He was contributing in other ways.
Yeah, I saw the game. I don't think he had balls in dangerous areas a lot of time.
So, good performance by us. We were top of the league until Liverpool decided to score 4 goals. So, thanks, Liverpool. Other games, Bournemouth, Eddie Howe quietly continues to... He plays well with his team and does a good job. He's one of the better English managers out there. in the Premier League.
Start for them, Callum Wilson, their star player.
Yeah, Callum is also missed a penalty
this time. He also missed a penalty. They still scored two goals and
yeah,
1-2-1. Yeah, I like their playing style. It's very fluid, and even though he doesn't have that many great players or any great player to, but they still play that attacking way and they try to go.
Wilson got the assist also, right?
Yeah, he got an assist. And
it's a very good, very good assist to Fraser.
Yeah.
So, good for them. Good for Eddie Howe. What about Watford and Brighton? Another one of new manager. Not, but relatively new manager. He joined towards the end of last season, right? Gracia.
Yeah.
He had a good game against Brighton as well. 2-0 with one of the best goals. I think the best goal this week.
Which one?
Week,
the volley one?
Volley one. Both of his goals were really good, actually. But the volley
he scored
one was
the second one was similar to what he scored last season.
Yeah.
As well. And he somehow, like, he feels like he can be a really good player. There's just the consistency problem with him.
Yeah, look, like, he could play for a bigger team.
Yeah. I mean, he certainly looks different whenever he is on top of his game.
Yeah. So, what would be your, would you say this his goal was the best in the Premier League?
From what I've seen, weekend. Yeah, the volley one.
Yeah. The technique was really good, even though it hit one of the players, but it was still going on target.
Yeah, I think that's why it didn't look as great, but the finish was good, but if there was no interruption with ball going into the net, it would have looked even nicer.
Yeah. So, Watford also got themselves 3 points, good for them. Other game, Newcastle-Tottenham. Newcastle, Benitez also is some, I guess, I'm sure he's frustrated because once again, he didn't get the signings probably he wanted. And fans, Newcastle fans are just, they just want Mike Ashley out of the club, I think now.
Yeah, they have bigger problems than the manager problems. Yeah. And
manager is not a problem at all.
The relationship between them also,
I don't know.
Takes that vicious atmosphere.
Yeah, I mean, a manager like Benitez, I think before he signed for Newcastle, I'm sure they would have had a talk with themselves, like Mike Ashley and Benitez would have talked, and he would have been promised something, and it doesn't look like that promise is being...
Yeah, there's certainly something wrong with them, and...
they didn't sign anyone, I think. Or just Kennedy on loan again.
Really? That's it? That's right? Surprising if they...
And they sold Mitrovic. Yeah, see, Kennedy on loan, all of their players look the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they made Dubravka the permanent transfer.
Salomon
he played last season. Rondon, they signed the new guy.
So, out of them, so talking of Newcastle, Matt Ritchie looks like a really good player, though.
Oh, they signed Sung Yong Ki from Swansea.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's not like a stellar signing, or he was on the bench. And Fabian Schär. Yeah, the starting lineup was same as last season, though.
Matt Ritchie is still their best player, I think. Jonjo Shelvey always does well in some games, and then he just disappears.
Yeah.
So Tottenham got a win. Harry Kane's August curse continues for now. So I'm glad I don't have him in my fantasy team. Jan Vertonghen got the... action was it the VAR? No, we don't have VAR in Premier League, but that was the goal line
given by the goal line technology.
So he's off to a good start. Couldn't keep a clean sheet, but scored a goal. And Dele Alli also scored with a header. He scores a lot of headers in Premier League, I've seen.
I think his positioning is really good for crosses.
Yeah.
And just go, and he plays that centre-forward role.
Right.
Just behind Kane, or maybe level with Kane sometimes.
Yeah. I read Eric Dier. You were saying Eric Dier got injured.
Right? Yeah, slight niggle.
Okay.
Substituted. For Spurs, though, their stadium...
problems.
Still pending their problem. They're
the
running out of
plans court,
Wembley space, and they might have to play in a
that could have
stadium
effect.
Later.
I know it didn't have as much effect last season, but when it happens this, and because I think they were expecting to play in their own stadium this season.
Yeah.
So not, they would not be doing that now, and no one knows how long it will take to finish.
Right,
also.
And they cannot play, so their Wembley is hosting another tournament.
Oh yeah, I was reading they'll play at Twickenham or something, small ground.
So they'll play in that one, which is not allowed by the Premier League rules, that you can only have like one home stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they do that and then move, they'll have like three home stadiums.
Oh, so and if they move to Twickenham, they cannot have Wembley.
Right,
there
or to... Premier League will have to change the rule to accommodate their situation.
So yeah, that I'm sure that would you not say that this is sure to cause some disturbance?
I think so.
The,
yeah, I mean they also appealed Man City to like be a host in their game because that's where that contract is expiring, and Man City said no because they will have three
Man City
away
be
games.
A host in what game?
So their contract at Wembley, or they cannot play at Wembley for the game against Man City, and they were expected to have their
stadium. Why can't they play? Oh,
because Wembley would be taken for another.
Thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they'll have to find a new home, but before that, they asked Man City if they can host that game, but Man City said no because they'll have to then play three consecutive away games later.
Yeah, I was actually looking forward to watching the new stadium because it, from the designs, I don't know if you've seen, it looks really good.
Yeah, I've seen it. It looks really good. And they, but I just like this whole chaos that's happening now.
Yeah, I won't mind Spurs struggling, but the design of the stadium, they have a football pitch and the American football pitch below that also. So they have a moving ground. And when they host American football games, they would open up the football pitch for, and there's a lever that pushes the football pitch up.
Oh.
So it, design looks really good, but good to see them. I hope the struggle.
And that's also preventing them to make any signings. That's also good. It would be interesting to see if they can keep hold of all of their best players.
Harry Kane, 200 million. Because Harry Kane, technically, he can still go. I know he'll not leave, but he can go to Europe. Based on how the transfer window is done. See, that is something that I was I'm not happy about.
Oh, because different leagues have a different deadline.
Not different leagues, it's just English league has different deadline than other leagues.
True.
If we really wanted to do this, we should have talked with other leagues and have same deadline for everyone.
Yeah, because you can still lose a player which can affect.
I'm still worried now, especially now that Real Madrid lost today. They would be going even harder for quality players, and Hazard is on their list. So, So just briefly talking about that game, they lost to Atletico in the Super
Copa.
Cup. Super, I think I read Saul scored a wonderful goal.
Yeah,
stunner. That's what they say. So
went
to
extra time. Benzema scored as well, I think.
Yeah, for Benzema and Ramos got the goals for Madrid, and then Diego Costa got two goals.
Yeah, Diego Costa scored the fastest goal in the
first
Super Cup history.
Okay.
49 seconds. It took Real Madrid to concede their first goal with their new manager.
It's almost as if they are missing a really good goal scorer. I don't know who could that be.
Real Madrid. Bale will have to step up.
Who is that player that Real Madrid are missing?
He is now at Juventus, Cristiano Ronaldo. He scored in the friendly.
He scored a few goals for them.
A lot more than few. Yes, they will miss him if they don't sign.
Yeah.
A marquee signing, I think.
Yeah.
But maybe they're thinking about just not making any signings and still have like Benzema or maybe Isco to step up and Bale.
Right. See, you don't realize what players like these have that effect. I think, I don't know about you, maybe it, in some part of your brain you want to watch Calcio-A matches even more now than you wanted to before because Ronaldo moved there.
Yeah, obviously that makes a lot of difference if you have your favorite player or player that everyone likes and playing in a different league that can get more audience to that league.
Right. So I don't know when those leagues start. Do you know?
Don't know. Maybe next weekend.
Okay. Any other transfers that happened then, now that we are done with the...
Bakayoko.
Oh yeah, Bakayoko to AC Milan finally completed. He said he was not happy because he didn't get chances. I think if he looks at the stats, he would know that he got a lot more chances than he probably deserved last season. Fans were frustrated a lot when Antonio Conte kept him in the team, even though we had Loftus-Cheek, who we sent out on loan, who probably would have been better choice. But life is life, football is football, as Jose.
Yeah, I'll miss him in FIFA 19 though, which he was good for a Premier League CM. Or maybe they'll reduce his stats now.
At least he's French though, so the country-wise he can still be
very well.
Yeah,
but I think they'll probably downgrade him.
But I think I have, from what I have heard, mm-hmm. Naby Keita would have similar like OP
stats. Oh, I see. Kind of play. Yeah, so people don't use him as much in FIFA 18. Maybe
who?
19. Naby Keita. People don't use him in.
Oh yeah, because he's in Bundesliga. People usually use Premier League players.
And his nation is also kind of hard to
live. Nation, yeah. Also, in non-footballing news and talking about some press conferences and how some managers look really depressed and sad and angry.
Mm-hmm.
Mourinho.
Yeah, we missed that game.
Looking like that.
Talking about that game. Yeah, he's certainly showing
the start
his
of the season.
Third season syndrome.
Third season or... feel like since that incident with the Chelsea
mm-hmm.
doctor happened,
yeah,
everything has changed for him. He's looking.
I think he has lost
his touch. Might still be a good person. I'm sure he is a good person, but footballing wise, it is affecting him negatively now. Again, he doesn't look happy at all.
Yeah, I guess like before, people would put up with his. Antiques or these comments, and because before they would appear more witty than they are now, because he would get the results, and you know, like when someone is talking all of this thing but giving you the results, you can stay okay, or you can feel like okay, yeah, he's like making that's so nice. So that's like you can appreciate those comments and you take it in a lighter way, but when things are not going well and just blaming, it is more evident that he's just trying to deflect the blame to someone else.
Maybe right.
Sometimes on the board, sometimes with the players.
And I don't know if you heard what Pogba said after the game as well. He said, I will not say... Someone asked him about Mourinho, the rift mm-hmm. between them. He said, I'll not say anything or I'll get fined. So he did not deny it also.
Oh, wow.
And it is surprising that he got the captain's armband.
Yeah.
Right after there were rumors of him going to Barcelona. Right. Or other team, even though Barcelona said they were never interested, but there must be something, right? Or he was not Manchester United's captain.
Yeah, that was a surprise to me as well that he was named captain. And I don't think Mourinho would have him as his first choice because he also benched him in the Champions League and some important games.
Based
so
on
not sure like how that came. Yeah. Maybe like he was pressured from the board.
I could think of David De Gea as a candidate for captain.
Mm-hmm.
Based on how things were going with him and Mourinho and Pogba.
Yeah.
So making him captain sounds fishy. Oh, he played well though. What was surprising was that he scored a penalty and got the team of the week in FIFA. For some reason, Roberto Pereira scored two goals.
Yeah, Pereira scored two goals.
Didn't get anything.
Yeah. Ruben Neves didn't get anything.
Yep. Richarlison.
Richarlison got team of the week.
Thank you.
Yeah.
FIFA, EA. Yeah. So this is another surprising thing. Victor Moses announced his international.
Yeah, I read that news.
I'm seeing this a lot more now. Maybe this looks like. See, for some people, this could be like he's going for money, but because in his interview, he also said. I want to give new generation a chance. It's not like he's old. He's 27 years old.
Yeah, I mean, the next World Cup, he can definitely play. Like, he'll be 31 and if he had to. And Nigeria is not like people are fighting for his place. Or if he knows like there are really good young people that are better than him. That's not the case. Like, maybe if someone from France, if he retires, then, you know, like, maybe that's good because they still have, like, lots of players who need a chance.
But at 27, but yeah, it was surprising when I read this.
Yeah. But, yeah, we'll never know there just because there are so many things.
But some of the golden generation of Spain, they retired from international football. So, Gerard Piqué retired. Mm-hmm. Iniesta retired.
Right.
Someone else retired also.
I mean, Ozil retired, but no, that is Spain. Not in the same. From Spain.
Yeah, 2 or 3. Ozil's condition is also different, though.
Yeah.
He could still come back. He didn't say he's retired. He just said he will not come back until this issue gets resolved. Oh, and I just said Mario Mandzukic is retiring from international soccer as well.
Yeah, that's kind of understandable.
Why? Because he's old?
Yeah. I mean, for the next World Cup, you should think about it.
No respect. I think, I don't know who else retired. Iniesta retired.
He did get a great goal in Japanese league.
Yeah. And he scored again.
He still has the quality. Goal, yeah. God, I cannot. Never mind. I'm frustrated now. I don't know who.
Yeah, that's fine anyways.
Do you have anything else?
Nope.
Oh, David Silva. David Silva also retired.
Yeah, it is very surprising as
so
well.
So this is a major shift, I think. You know, the team that won the Euros, the World Cup, and then the Euros again, right?
Mm-hmm.
The tiki-taka playing team. It's retiring
will
now.
Be no longer anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So, job well done. I hope you guys like your retirement now. You did serve your country really well. That's it.
All right.
Thanks for listening, guys. And you can follow us where, Akshay?
Can follow us on Twitter at Substitutes, on Instagram, on YouTube, on
Instagram, that's new. Yes.
Podbeans and all the podcasting platforms.
Yeah. iTunes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is on the podcasting platform.
Okay.
But you have to say iTunes.
Okay, I'll say iTunes.
Yes. Thanks. All right, guys. Thanks.
All right.
Have a good rest of the day.